So, what things do you need to consider?
For example, cost of increased production, distribution costs, that is, how are you going to transport the items to the customer, payment terms, currency, methods, and the amount of stock you can keep, as online orders come in quickly and customers expect their goods as fast as possible. And, of course, there are the different trading laws for each country and specific documentation required.
So, a small business could suddenly find themselves in a very different kind of business setup when they start exporting.
Exactly. And the one thing that mustn't suffer during all the expansion is the product quality, or you'll have a scandal on your hands. Do you remember the scandal in the UK when it was discovered that some food products had horse meat in them? Or the terrible scandal of tumble dryers catching fire and burning down kitchens and houses? There are so many parts of the supply chain that could go wrong.
So are you saying that not everyone should go global?
Not at all. It's the way to succeed if you can learn fast and get organized. Many home businesses have become global phenomena. Did you know that some of the biggest companies in the world, including Google, Apple, Microsoft and Amazon, all started in a garage?
No, that's amazing.
So what I'm saying is that it doesn't matter where you start, it's where you go and how you get there that's important.